there aren't just exhibition areas in the Jewish Museum Berlin. Daniel Libeskind intended 5 areas in the building to remain permanently empty. They extend through all the floors of the museum. Libeskind himself calls them voids. Only one of these voids can be entered, the memory void. It illustrates emptiness with the work by the Israeli artist Menashe Kadishman. Kadishman calls his installation Shalechet, which means fallen leaves. More than 10,000 faces cover the floor of the memory void like autumn leaves in the avenues and streets of the city. Large eyes, a nose, and a gaping mouth, the features are simple, as if they were cut out of cardboard or paper. But the faces have been individually welded out of sheets of iron, and you can't simply stir them up with your feet when you enter the void. There isn't any soft rustling. Instead, a loud metallic sound accompanies you on your way through the space. Menashe Kadishman says his work is not intended to be an accusation. Like Daniel Libeskind, he wants to make the loss visible. Saint Francis of Assisi was one of the great luminaries to emerge from the Middle Ages. Join us as we follow in the footsteps of both this fascinating saint and his spiritual companion, Saint Clare. Their religious orders furthered the influence of Saint Francis of Assisi's apostolic way of life in the 13th century and made a deep impression on the faithful of the day, as well as on those in the centuries that followed the two saints' passing. The charismatic friar embodied the absolute veneration of the living Christ, and his ideals of humble service, radical poverty, and abiding gentleness are still relevant today. Saint Francis was also renowned for the way he nurtured the poor and tended to the sick, as well as for his sense of responsibility towards all of nature. Saint Francis of Assisi has been an inspiration to people across the centuries seeking a new spiritual direction in their lives. He continues to serve as a role model, patron, and guide even today.